But he makes the flowers and the trees to grow. He makes food from the garden and food from the tree. It's food for you and it's food for me. Oh, and he's the tree. If we don't stay close to him, then we'll fall off down into sin. Oh. He'll want to see that his love is growing in you and in me.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know. Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow.
This is Miss Curly. Welcome to the Mustard Seed Kids. Did you ever wonder how faith grows? Why, even a small child can learn. Sometimes big people don't know what faith is about. You see, adults often need proof. They have trouble being as a little child and accepting God's word and promises by faith. Kids, you'll want to have your parents listen along with you today so they can grow in faith too. Well, it's time for the Mustard Seed Kids and their episode of The Formula for a Christian and The Narrow Way.
Emma, where are you? I need your help.
I'm right here, Bert. What's the problem?
You know how much I love science, right?
Yes, you're always doing experiments. So what's wrong?
So you know that science helps you discover all sorts of interesting things about the world around you, right?
Yes, Bert. What's your point?
I need help with my experiment and thought you might like to learn some interesting things today.
Okay. What's the experiment?
Well, I've made an important discovery that will save pastors and church leaders hours of work and worry.
That sounds very exciting. What is it?
I have calculated a formula on how to make the perfect Christian.
I didn't know that was possible.
Well, it's rather complicated, so I'll explain the experiment as we go along. I have everything set up.
Well, I'm not sure what you're going to do, but it looks very interesting.
Good. Well, we're ready to begin. All we must do is follow my formula. Will you be my assistant?
I have a feeling I'm going to live to regret this.
Take this large beaker and pour in the contents I marked J.
What does J stand for?
Why, joy, of course. Now, add all the ingredients as I tell you. First, add peace. Next, put in patience.
Okay, got them. What's next?
Add some kindness.
Done.
Super. Now add the goodness.
Here it goes.
Okay, now find faithfulness and add it.
Got it.
Do you see gentleness?
Yes, it's right here.
Okay, add it now.
Got it.
And last but not least, add self-control. But be careful, please.
What do you mean, be careful?
Well, there may be a slight reaction.
How slight?
I don't know. I haven't tried this before.
How do I get myself into these messes with you? Okay. I'll add it slowly. Look, nothing's happening.
Oh no, something must be missing. Now what could have I forgotten? Let's see. Joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's everything that's needed to make a perfect Christian.
But Bert, you forgot the most important ingredient for a Christian to have.
I did? What was that?
It's what holds all the rest of these together. Love!
Oh, of course. No wonder nothing happened. Is there another container anywhere?
Yes, but it's not marked.
Well, that must be love. Add it and let's see what happens.
Wow, what a reaction! But it still doesn't look like any Christian I ever saw.
I don't know. It does kind of look like the pastor before he's had his morning coffee. Just a little laboratory humor there. I wonder what went wrong. Maybe I should just add more love.
Or maybe you need to add the right love.
What do you mean?
Well, you see, what makes a Christian different from other people isn't just love, but God's love. God's love is special. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres, and never fails.
How do you know that?
I read it in my Bible.
Really? Where?
1 Corinthians 13:7.
Oh, never, you said. No scientist could ever make a love like that.
No. Only God could create a love so strong that it changes a person's life so it's no longer self-centered, but Christ-centered.
Well, that's right. I see that now.
I'm sorry about your experiment. It didn't work the way you wanted it to.
I'm not. Science could never discover anything more exciting than God's love.
Hey, everybody, wasn't that interesting? So Bert learned that science could never discover anything more exciting than God's love. Only God could create a love so strong that it changes a person's life. Wow! I've read 1 Corinthians chapter 13 many times. It's called the love chapter. Now I know why. Hey, let's head on over to the park and see what Emma and Bert are up to.
Bert, what are you doing? Are you practicing for some kind of a gymnastics show or something?
No, I was reading in the Bible that the way to God is by a narrow path. So I got me a 2x4 board and I am practicing.
But Bert, I'm not sure you're doing it the right way.
Well, I figured that a 2x4 was narrow enough. But if you think I should get some wire and special, well, just think, maybe a tightrope walker?
I don't think a tightrope walker will do either.
Well, I've always thought that would be crazy, but if walking on a tightrope won't do, I could take up mountain climbing.
Oh, what am I going to do with you?
Teach me to mountain climb?
No!
No, well then, how will I get to God? Do you know? If you do, tell me how.
Grace.
Okay, I'll ask her. Maybe she'll give me the straight answer.
No, 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 not grace down the road. God's grace.
God has a daughter named Grace, too?
Oh, how do I get through to you? Grace is not someone we talk to. We can't earn it. God just gives it away.
You mean like a present? Oh, I love presents. Packages are all wrapped up with bows and ribbons, getting to tear the paper right off the boxes. Presents, I just love them.
This present doesn't have ribbons or bows.
Well, I love presents, any shape or more.
This present is the most special present in the whole wide world.
All right, tell me.
God gave his son, Jesus.
Jesus? Is the present?
Yes. Jesus came to earth. He was born a little baby.
So he had to learn to walk and talk just like we did?
Yes. Jesus understands so much about us because he went through the same thing as we do.
Well, what did Jesus do when he grew up?
When Jesus was a man, he performed many miracles and he loved people very much.
Are you sure he loved all the people?
Yes. Jesus loved all of the people so much that he died on the cross to save them from their sins. Then, after 3 days, he rose from the dead. He did all of that for all the people.
So Jesus died for all the people, the good ones and the bad ones. People of all shapes, sizes, and colors?
That's right. If we believe in him, and receive him as our Savior, then we will be on the narrow road to God.
Just by receiving Jesus as our Savior?
Yes. Jesus is a special present anyone can accept. You can share that with all your friends.
Great. I'll do that. Sure beats walking that tightrope. Wonder if Jim knows about this. Or what about Mike? Maybe Sally? Mary?
So, what about you? Have you received Jesus as your Savior? Emma said if we believe in Jesus and receive him as our Savior, then we will be on the narrow road to God. I always wondered what Matthew 7, verses 13 through 14 meant. It's called the narrow and wide gates. And it sounds like this. Even enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Will you be one of the few? I pray you are. Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mustard Seed Kids. Hopefully you have learned that God loves it when we spend time with him, like when we get company, and when we thank him. We hope you've learned from today's Bible story. Thanks for joining us. Hopefully you have learned that God loves it when we spend time with him, like when we get company. And the only way we can walk with him is to walk by faith and not by sight. See you next time. Until then, spend time with God each day by reading the Bible and hiding God's word in your heart and praying. Watch your faith grow. Oh, and maybe you'll want to make a faith journal. That's a daily writing of how your faith is growing and what you see God doing, how you've trusted him. My journal is full of ways that God has increased my faith. Or you could draw pictures of what happened each day. Happy writing and drawing. Today's episode of the Mustard Seed Kids was a production of Kingdom Kids, Inc. in Watsontown, Pennsylvania, and was made possible by a generous grant from Christ Evangelical Lutheran Church, Lewisburg, PA. That's Pennsylvania. Until next time, remember, Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. God bless you. Oh, and special thanks to Rob Evans, Mr. Donut Man, for allowing us to use his song, God Makes Things Grow. If you have comments or suggestions, write to Kingdom Kids, Inc., that's INC, Post Office Box 23, Watsontown, PA, that's Pennsylvania, 17777. And don't forget to visit our Facebook page or our website at www.HisKingdomKids.org. You are listening to the Mustard Seed Kids on www.shoutcast.com. Search Kingdom Kids, remember, with a Z. Join us each Sunday at 6 p.m., each Tuesday at 7 p.m., and Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., all Eastern Standard Time in the U.S.
Flowers and the trees to grow. He makes food from the garden and food from the tree. It's food for you and it's food for me. Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know.
God is a farmer and he wants us to see. We are the branches and he's the tree. If we don't stay close to him, then we'll fall off down into sin.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know.
God is a farmer and he wants us to hear. His return is growing near. When Jesus comes back, he'll want to see that his love is growing in you and in me.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know. Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow.